Massive news in Queensland politics this week. Former Premier Campbell Newman announced that he had resigned from the Liberal National Party. Now, that's big because the Newman family have, of course, generational links, long family history with the Liberal Party. Both of Campbell's parents were federal MPs. His mum was a very, very respected federal minister, in fact, back in the day. So huge implications now with the former Premier, the former Lord Mayor of Brisbane, stepping away from the party. Lots of suggestions there'll be national implications for that type of move as well. I've been very lucky to grab Campbell for an exclusive chat here on the King Review. Campbell, welcome to the show.
G'day, Gavin. Thanks for having me.
Campbell, this move will have repercussions right across the political spectrum, certainly on the Conservative side. There was a great column by Peter Credlin in The Australian following your news, your resignation, and she's saying that there is widespread support for the types of things that you're saying, the types of positions that you've stood up for and decided to resign from the LNP. So there's potentially a whole range of implications right across the nation for this. Tell listeners, what were those reasons that you decided to resign after such a long, particularly that family history links with the party?
Well, Gavin, it's a huge wrench, and it was a decision that was a long time coming. But the bottom line is this, mate, that the Liberal Party and the Liberal National Party are full of great men and women, terrific volunteers, and I'm really sorry that I'm walking away from them. And I hope they don't think that I am abandoning the actual principles that they joined the party for, because I'm not. But the problem is that politicians, the elected officials that are within the LNP and the Liberal Party, they have essentially let the party down and the rank and file. And they're actually letting Australia down and Queensland down because they don't stand up for the values that we all want to see delivered. They don't stand up for the things that we need for our country and for our state. Mm. And I'd be very happy to talk about some of those specifics.
Well, that was exactly what I wanted to ask you about. I mean, what are some of those principles that you feel that certainly the elected officials in the LNP and at a federal level as well have abandoned? I mean, are we talking here a smaller government, a more responsible economic management? What type of those principles are you talking about and are concerned about?
Well, Gavin, it starts with freedom, liberty, free speech, not standing up for those things, not actually standing up for small business. I mean, they mouth these platitudes, mate, but I'm actually in business. I have been for 6.5 years, and I've seen the red tape and bureaucracy increase at the same time as they sort of carry on and say they're committed to get rid of it. I mean, it's just ridiculous. They're actually about big government, big debt, big deficit, big expenditure, and ultimately big tax. For people in the north of the state, for the good folk who are involved in the tourism sector around Cairns, my heart goes out to you because, you know, this government has, and indeed, by the way, the state opposition haven't fought back and protected the tourism sector. I mean, it's all very well to have, low COVID numbers in Queensland, but if no one can get here from interstate, well, you know, I know what the future for business is. But where do I hear politicians of the LNP at state level or indeed at federal level standing up vigorously and saying, enough's enough, we need a plan to get out of this? And yeah, I'm considering standing for the Senate. And if I do that, it's because I want to hold a blowtorch to members of parliament who won't stand up and be counted.
What would you have done differently? We've seen the warnings, we've seen crisis situations right around the world in terms of COVID, and you mentioned freedom and liberty there at the start as a key pillar of your beliefs and what the Libs or the Menzies era Libs at least were all about. What would you have liked to have seen done differently and I talk now about border closures and prolonged lockdowns? I mean, is it just been a serious lack of planning on this crisis? Where do you stand? What would you have done differently?
Well, let me just give you a bit of a strange example to then lead into that to show you what's wrong. Eight years ago, the Coalition were elected federally, promising to build dams and irrigation schemes in North Queensland. That was 8 years ago. Today, Barnaby Joyce apparently is making an announcement about the Urana Dam. Guess what? I think it's about another $20 million. But guess what? A study. 8 years on. So for your listeners, Gavin, is it any wonder that the vaccine rollout is a complete disgrace and a global embarrassment. I mean, Australia is an embarrassment because of the ineptitude of federal politicians and federal bureaucrats. I mean, Brendan Murphy told the Parliament many, many months ago that there was no burning platform. It wasn't a hurry. Mm. The Prime Minister said it wasn't a race. And meantime, the tourism sector, people, you know, in the far north are being burnt. It was always a need. There was always a need for a sense of urgency, for a sense of a crisis to actually get this done. Mm. So what should be happening? I think it's more positive to talk about what's the plan going forward. Well, this is what I say. There needs to be a date. Maybe it's November, maybe it's December, where anybody who wants a vaccination can get one. So the vaccines are out there, they're plentiful. You can get the shot if you choose to have it. But at that point, you know what, we open up. Mm. We open up the borders between the states, we open up our international borders, and we get back to normal. Now, for those who choose not to be vaccinated, they're going to know the risks, and they should talk to their doctors. And I wouldn't encourage anybody to not have the shot, okay? You've got to go and have the shot, but it's your choice. Mm. And there should be no vaccine passports as well. The point is, that is the only way out of this mess. I've been really distressed throughout the last 18 months that the collateral damage, if I can put it that way, of COVID restrictions is never taken into account. There are stats coming out now that show deaths from other causes in Australia are now higher than they have been from the past 10 years. Mm. What that says is that people aren't going to get their checkups or have operations or so-called elective surgery.
That's right.
People not taking their care of their health, and there are huge mental health issues. And, you know, it's right and proper that we fight for small business. I mean, it's, you know, sometimes people say, oh, well, you're talking about profit. Well, that's people's livelihoods, their jobs, their incomes, and those of their employees. And again, I hope you can tell, I'm just so frustrated that no one in the political sphere at state or federal level across the political parties will stand up and be counted. You know what Wallace has been going on, mate? They've all continued to be paid. Mm. They've all been paid. They haven't even taken a pay cut. They've had pay increase.
They've had a pay rise.
The state LNP sided with Labor in recent weeks today and above CPI pay increase. And again, I point out, no bureaucrats have lost their jobs. So it's very easy to hand down the edicts from Canberra or from Brisbane, and you know, people have to cop it out there, the little people, the people in the regions have to cop it. But meanwhile, they are not making any sacrifices. I never wanted to go back into politics, Gavin. 6.5 years ago, I said my political career was over. But I think you can tell I'm just so, so concerned and so passionate about the need for some change now. That's the only reason I'm going to do this. If I do, I haven't made the decision yet, but if I do, it's because I genuinely want to apply the blowtorch to these lazy, incompetent politicians and bureaucrats.
I know, Campbell Newman, you've got about 30 seconds left. So just to finish on what you've touched on there, in terms of that potential return, you're considering the Senate. Reports about the Lib Democrats, the Liberal Democrats, is that accurate? Are you in talks with them? When are you likely to make a decision on your next move?
There's a number of different parties who are having a conversation with me. I've got to weigh up what they're saying, also whether I could run it as an independent. And I'm also keen to hear what Queenslanders are saying. And by the way, I've received lots of messages on my website. And interestingly, they are almost entirely supportive. And these are from LNP members. And I'd say to people in the LNP, please give me a fair hearing here. I'm actually trying to do what you want to see happen from your elected officials, but sadly, they're the ones letting you down. So, you know, frankly, the LNP politicians are the ones that have betrayed all of us in Queensland and nationally, and I just want to make sure that they're held to account.
Well, Campbell Newman, absolutely love the passion. I know a lot of people would love to see you back in politics, and certainly the Senate seems like a very good fit indeed. Mate, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Gavin, and thanks to your listeners.